June 26, 2024, Dr. Oliver dictating. June 26, 2024, first patient is Della Mathison. The last name is M-A-T-H-I-S-O-N. First name is Della. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old African-American female that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that is a type 2. That is most likely associated to the presence of nephrosclerosis related to the comorbidities, diabetes, essential hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Period. The latest laboratory workup that was done on June the 20th of 2024 shows a creatinine of 0.9, the BUN of 8 and estimated GFR of 63 in the presence of blood sugar of 163. In other words, there is some component of hyperfiltration in this estimated GFR. Following number. The patient has type 2 diabetes and it has been under fair control. Fortunately, there is no evidence of increasing the albumin creatinine ratio. It was 4. However, the hemoglobin A1C is 8.2. In talking to the patient and the relative that fills out the medications, it seems to me that the patient continues to eat the diet that is not beneficial to her. And we emphasize today the plant-based diet with low sodium diet and also the fluid restriction of probably 45 to 50 ounces in 24 hours. She has remained in the same body weight.
279
pounds. And whether or not the patient is taking Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, is unknown. We are going to reconcile the medications in order to have an accurate view. She must take this medication and she has to change her lifestyle. Following number, morbid obesity. Following number, hyperlipidemia. This hyperlipidemia is going to be reevaluated in the next visit.
Hypertension under control.
Following number.
It's 140 something.
The hypertension has been under control, and this is weight related. I don't think that we should intervene adding more medication than what she takes. She has to change the diet, low sodium, as stated before, and the blood pressure is going to get much better. Following number, the patient has an iron saturation of 14% with a serum iron of 34 and iron binding capacity that is 247, slightly decreased. The patient continues, is advised to continue taking the oral iron as prescribed. Following number. To our surprise, that is a sedimentation rate that is 120. The uric acid is 6.5 and the rheumatoid factor is 15.5, which is slightly increased. Whether or not we are dealing with a autoimmune process is unknown. We are going to request the ANA as well as CRP and sedimentation rate to be repeated, looking for a diagnosis or reason for the elevation in the sedimentation rate. Period. We are going to make the primary care physician aware of this finding and for them to proceed with the workup as well. Following number, hyperuricemia. The change in the diet will be the first recommendation since it's just 6.5. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, that is on supplementation. The patient has a evidence of blindness in the left eye, most likely associated to trauma versus diabetes. The patient had a remote history of a stroke. We don't notice any deficits to the neurological examination. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. And we spend, we spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the patient and the family member, and the examination, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.